WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
And in the WNRN studios this morning, I have Jason Pollock. And welcome back to the WNRN studios, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to listen to one of your new albums. I guess I was kind of taken by surprise. I didn't know much about your background or who, you know, what your grouping was with the Pollocks the last time you sent me a CD, which really wasn't that long ago. And now you're out with a new one, and it's really solid, I guess what you call it, pop music. Is that kind of the goal of what you're looking to do, is to have people label it that way?
Sure, why not? I mean, it's, you know, I like to write a mixture of all kinds of songs. So there's some really rock and roll songs. You would say that's rock and roll. There's some songs that are really poppy. There's some more folky acoustic type songs. I like all parts of the spectrum. So I try to get that into each song. I usually write the songs on acoustic guitar, so that inevitably bleeds into the songs. But, you know, I grew up listening to pop radio like a lot of people, and so, you know, I definitely have those sensibilities.
Well, I always kind of get the feeling from listening to your music that you spent some time listening to the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, growing up listening to my parents' record collection, and the Beatles were always on. So, huge influence, definitely.
Well, tell us a little bit about kind of the transition from Seven Mary Three to what you're doing now. Because I think maybe in the last time you were here, I didn't quite get that, you know, the child who pops fully formed out of the father's head, you know, it's like, what happened before then? You know, tell us a little bit about, you know, going from being in that band to what you're doing now.
Well, you know, in Seven Mary Three, it was, you know, we were touring and recording albums, and we got a little bit caught up in the record company shuffle, so to speak, and my creativity kind of fell off at a certain period. I became a little disillusioned with the whole process, and I wasn't writing very much at all, and was just feeling kind of bad about the whole process and making music in general. And so I've decided to leave the band and set out on my own again, and, you know, teach myself to sing and just start over at zero with the songwriting process.
So you weren't singing in the band?
No, I wasn't a singer. I was just writing music and playing guitar.
Cool. Well, we got Jason Pollock in the WNRN studios this morning. And they're going to have a CD release party with this new one on Saturday night at the Southern. And Jason, how about if you give us a tune? Which one are you going to start us with?
Sure. Let's start out with something a little upbeat this morning. This song's called Kiss.
I'm sold on it. I need a kiss. I'm sold on it. I need a kiss. I'm sold on it. I need a kiss. Everybody's trying for the top, doing the job, taking the drug, chasing something that doesn't exist. And sad songs speak to me, the singer sounds oh so lonely. She knows that this little world is cruel. I'm so lonely, I need a kiss. I'm so lonely, I need a kiss. I'm so lonely, I need a kiss. I want to be alone beside my true love. When we're apart, I miss everything we are. Come on. Woo! And death is part of the deal. Makes it clear nothing's real. When I wake up, you'll be just a dream, just a dream. And words sound soft on your lips, each one leaves like a gift. I am hanging on to every chance. I want to be alone beside my true love. When we're apart, I miss everything we are. I'm so lonely, I need a kiss. 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 I need a kiss. I need a kiss. I need a kiss. I need a kiss.
WNRN live music with Jason Pollock this morning. The Pollocks' new CD is going to be celebrated with a CD release party coming up Saturday night at the Southern. So I was reading Polly King's little email about her lineup for 2010, and you're going to be playing at the Village Concerts sometime in the new year. And she said something in there about you, that after 7 Mary 3, you parted from them, you took some time and went to France for a while. So tell me a little bit about that trip.
oui, j'étais chez les Français. Bonjour. Yes, Mary Lynn, the love of my life, she's French, so we were living together there for a while after I left the band. And yeah, that's, you know, where I've set out to rediscover myself, so to speak, and, you know, started out with a four track again and a guitar and learning to sing, and I had a lot of time on my hands, which was really nice. And
so did you meet Marilyn here and go to France with her, or did you go to France and meet Marilyn there?
I met her here, actually. And we had a long-distance relationship for a couple years. Didn't see each other very much, but kept together, and voila.
And so where in France did you stay for this chance to kind of rejuvenate?
In the east of France, in the region of Lorraine, next to Alsace, very close to the German border, about 10 minutes from Germany.
So lots of good wine.
Lots of good wine, lots of good food, yes.
Excellent. We've got Jason Pollock here in the WNRN studios, and we're talking about the new record, which will be out this weekend. And so let's tell a little bit about, you know, who's in this band. So when you came back, you found people to play with? You just went out on your own, started playing? How did you come to this group that you call the Pollocks?
Well, I started out on my own because, I was born and raised here, but I'd spend a fair amount of time away from home, obviously, on the road touring, and I didn't know many musicians in town, so I've started out on my own just recording and doing all of the instruments myself, and then gradually started meeting musicians, and when I started to play out live, you know, getting different people to play with. As any musician knows, it's hard to keep a band together. So I've been playing with a lot of different people, and you know, some great musicians in town. And for this show, the lineup, playing with Mike Clem on bass, who I've been playing with a while. He's great. Ian Gilliam's playing lead guitar. Nathan West is playing drums. And Mary Lynn and Terry Allard are singing backup.
Well, that'll be a fun group.
Yeah, it's great. It's really good.
Well, it's kind of interesting how I saw Mike Clem at Alex Caton's show last week. So he's obviously out playing with all sorts of people, which is kind of fun.
Man about town.
Yeah. Indeed, indeed. Well, good to have you here, Jason. How about another tune from you? Well, what are we going to hear next?
Sure. This song's called Here With Her.
Mm-hmm. each other, I hold your mother, hoping it won't last long. A poem's read, mouths are fed, flowers litter the lawn. Nobody wants to know the cost of proving life is cruel. I'm not scared, I'm prepared to see if love is true. Talking to a tombstone in the sun. Little children laughing as they should. Captured in a lonely photograph. Nothing left to live for but regret. I feel like a stranger in this world. Now I know my place is here with her. Now I know my place is here with her. Now I know my place is here with her. Now I know my place is here with her. Medicine means well, friends want to forget. Every night, the kitchen knives place their final bets. Talking to a tombstone in the sun. Little children laughing as they should. Captured in a lonely photograph. Nothing left to live for but regret. I feel like a stranger in this world. Now I know my place is here with her. Now I know my place is here with her. Now I know my place is here with her. Now I know my place is here with her. Now I know my place.
Jason Pollock live in the WNRN studio this morning and playing some songs from the new CD. And they're going to have a CD release party coming up on Saturday night. The last time you had a CD release party was at the Gravity Lounge. And I'm trying to remember the date. I seem to remember it was like February of last year. Is that right?
February of this year, actually.
Of this year, right. Yeah. Right. And you had as an opener for that show, The Hill in the Wood.
Right.
Which was the first time I had seen it, and I guess they had just won the big Battle of the Bands the night before, and it was
oh, yeah,
kind of a fun night for them and, of course, for you as well to be there at the Gravity Lounge. This time around, you've got the Brian Patrick Band opening for you, and I know Brian because he and his band were down at Rapunzel's this past fall when I was a judge in the songwriting contest, and he won. So kind of, how do you know him?
Actually, I only know Brian through emails, but I'm going to meet him obviously this weekend, and he writes a good email. You know, that's all I can say. But he's a good songwriter, good music, and I'm looking forward to hearing them play with us.
Well, so we've heard a little bit about the band who's going to be there. Are there going to be other special guests who are going to come in and help you out on Saturday night?
Yeah, we might have a few stop by and sit in. I believe my friend Landon Fishburne is going to stop by and sit in, maybe later on the night. So we'll see. Come on by.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your songwriting for a minute, because you seem to be pretty fast compared to some. I mean, some people talk about, you know, that they, you know, have little bits of ideas and they write them down in a book and try to put these ideas together, or a tune comes to them and then they start putting it together. What's your process in writing these tunes that are just are on this new CD?
Well, for this CD and all my songs in general, the process of writing is, it's never the same, but it usually starts out with me just picking up the guitar, because I started out just writing music, so I just start picking something out and something will catch my fancy, you know, and I'll just start singing nonsense over it just to get the melody, you know, because the melody's, that's the most important part of the song. And so once you get the melody, then you can go from there. I don't usually start out writing lyrics like in poetry or anything like that. I'll usually let the lyrics write themselves. I usually start singing nonsense and then something will pop out, a word, a phrase, something like that, and I'll build the song around that. But yeah, I do write a lot. It's because I'm pretty obsessed with it. You know, it's all I think about and do. So it's kind of a constant process.
Well, I mean, we were talking about, you know, 10 months ago you had a CD release party, and so in that time you've at least completed 11 songs and had a chance to record them and get them mastered and get some artwork put together, and now we've got a CD. So you've been pretty busy.
Yeah, I enjoy being busy. I enjoy doing the work. I enjoy doing all those little things. As soon as it's done, I'm on to the next one. And, you know, this CD, and, you know, right now I'm working on the fourth album, which I hope to put out sometime next year. You know, it's a mixture. I've got so many songs backed up that I'll take a few, two or three old ones that, you know, I wrote 5-10 years ago. On this record, there are a few of them that I wrote a long time ago, and just dust them off a little bit and sit them alongside the other ones.
So you do you noodle around with the words a little bit now that they've had a chance to sit? You want to
definitely.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. You know, because you, I don't know if everybody does this, but you know, there's some songs, you know, you look back and you kind of cringe that when you first started writing, you know, and you definitely wish you'd had the chance to go over them again. So I do that, yeah.
All right. So my guest this morning is Jason Pollock, and his group, The Pollocks, will be at the Southern Saturday night for a CD release party, which will also feature the Brian Patrick Band. And we're glad to have Jason back in the WNRN studios. One more live tune for us this morning?
Sure, if you'd like.
That would be great.
Happy to oblige.
What's this one called?
This song is called All of the Above.
I want to get lost in love. I want to forget who I was. Let me take my chances with the big time. I want to hear my ears ring. I want to feel the bee sting. Let the lightning storm strike me twice. All or nothing, that's the way I want to live every day. From the list of ways to love, all I want is all of the above. I want to be her dark side. I want to feel the flames rise. Let my fingers find twists and turns. I want to save her silhouette. I want to take her dying breath. Let the spirits guard all our secret spots. All or nothing, that's the way I want to live every day. From the list of ways to love, all I want is all of the above. All the above. All the above. All the above. I try hard to explain. All my friends say that I've changed. They like me better when all I did was agree. All or nothing, that's the way I want to live every day. From the list of ways to love, all I want is all of the
live music in the WNRN studios this morning with Jason Pollock. They've got a brand new album coming out this weekend. They're going to be celebrating all of that at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall, and they're also going to have Brian Patrick Band there as well to open the show. Here's your ringing endorsement, Jason. These songs are just good. I just really like them. It's just fun to listen to a CD, and they're, you know, well-crafted songs. So keep up the good work. And if you're busy working on the next CD, I guess I'll be seeing you soon back here.
Yes, I hope so. I hope you have me back, and thank you very much. It's always a pleasure, and hopefully sooner than later.